Perry. You know when you hear, the music, it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah, did the light bulb go off in your head? Hey, it's Edison Electricity. It's the modern world. This is the 21st century, not the 20th century. Hey, the year is 2023. You see what I mean? Hey, it's time for the new reality to take over. Yeah, there's a new reality taking over old reality. And it's going to be good, good for you and me. What do I got to say? What can you say? Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Hey, the number is 888-627-6008. Anyhow, hey, if you got a cell phone, any kind of phone, you can call in and say something important. That's what this show is all about. Saying important things, sharing the info, you know, educating each other with knowledge, the things we know, speaking the truth. No bullshit here, or BS as they call it sometimes. Do you know what that phrase is all about? You know how it got started? Well, why don't you call in and tell us if you do. Anyhow, it's an old phrase from back in the last century, maybe before. Anyhow, have you taken the time to proclaim your sovereignty? Well, you should have. And if you're listening now, I want you to tell all your friends to tune in next week, because I'm going to give you some three specific verbalizations by which you could claim your sovereignty if you haven't done it already. Because it's important that you do this, and important that you say it, because we, human beings, as part of the human race, we have powers that we were never told about. And we've been lied to since birth. It's been going on for decade after decade, generation after generation, because our world has been controlled by the dark side. It's coming to an end. It's victory of the light. The light forces have already won the battle, but the holdouts are making it difficult for us. They don't want to give up. They don't want to get lost. And we wish they would get lost. You know who the bad guys are. Come on. Gates, Soros, Cross, and the list, you know, goes on and on and on and on. Biden, yeah, he's a bad guy too. All the leaders of all the nations in the world, they're all bad guys. They're all New World Order puppets. And the bankers, oh, they're the worst. They're the string pullers, chief New World Order puppets. We could give them title. They think they're ruling the world. They don't understand it's the evil ETs that came here a long, long ago. They still got our grip on us. But, hey, if you're not talking this conversation that I'm talking about, man, you don't know anything of what's going on. If you're listening to mainstream media news, you are getting bullshitted every day of your life. You're being lied to, deceived. And, you know, in the last week, hey, Lisa Marie Presley died. Sudden, like, collapsing for no reason at all. 54 years old. Cardiac arrest now. Now, we know, those of us that know, had something to do with she probably took the vaccine and was given a heavy dose of poison, you know, the bioweapon that they call it, they've been calling a vaccine, and they're still trying to con people into taking it. The warnings are out there. The statistics are out there. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Millions have suffered adverse reactions and injuries to their health system, you know, their own immune system. And they're still trying to con more people. Yeah, who's still trying to con? All the people that are part of this conspiracy to destroy mankind. They're all New World Order puppets. We're talking about the pharmaceutical companies, the news broadcasters, every son of a bitch, no good mother effer in government. Yeah, they're all NFG. If you don't know what NFG is, well, you go look it up. I don't know if you can look that one up, but this is what we have to deal with now. Meanwhile, our good galactic brothers and sisters, if you don't know what I'm talking about, man, you got to find out what's been happening behind the scenes. Yeah, there's the Galactic Confederation. Oh, man. I've given the address before. You can Google it, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, and you'll get the info of what's been happening the last 10 years, at least. That's right, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And it's all the info of the battle between, the final battle between good and evil. You know, it's in progress. We've won the war as of about 13 months ago when we reached the projected goal of people participating in a mass meditation. If you haven't done that, you're not doing your part as a human being, because even though we're being saved by the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation of Light, and hey, this is Colin Radio Show, can anyone clarify, is it the same thing? Is the Galactic Confederation, the Galactic Federation, the same thing? Is it the same thing as the Galactic Federation of Light? I mean, are there different names here meaning the same thing, or is one of them an imposter? Yeah, because that's a common game that's played by demons. Yeah, they try to gain the confidence of, you know, we are kind of naive human beings. We are kind of gullible, perhaps the most gullible creatures in all the universe, but we're good people. But the demons, yeah, the demons, the demonic anti-God creatures, some of them, they're not even creatures. They're just consciousnesses without a body who come to this world because this has always been a stronghold for the dark side for a long, long time. And they come here and they influence people pretending to be servants of the true God, pretending to be angels of light when in fact they are deceptive demons. Yeah, demons do exist. Come on, they've been in all the scriptures throughout history. Any religion you go to practically talks about them. And of course, we have to take religions with a grain of salt because those of us that have the knowledge, we know they've all been contaminated to a certain extent. Those in the higher realms classify our world as a planet where all the information is inaccurate. Yeah, planet Earth, planet of the inaccurate information. We need to understand this is part of the reality. So we have to decipher what is true and what isn't. And there's so much new information coming out. But we have that. We have minds, and we need to decipher this, and we know have to use our intuitions. You know, everybody has intuition to help tell us what's true and what's not. Anyway, the battle is going on. The question is, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of light, the godly side, or the anti-God side, the side of darkness? And you might want to be on the side of light, but you still might be allowing yourself to be controlled by the dark side, the New World Order, the evil politicians, the evil Big Pharma, the evil mainstream media, and all the other evil organizations that still hold power on our world that won't be totally removed until that thing called the event. If you don't know what the event is, boy, how many times I've got to say it, 2012portal.blogspot.com. There's all the information you need right there to explain to you who the bad guys are behind the scenes, the ones you can't see, the ones that run the negative computer control programs, the ones that control most of your life through banking, the banking institutions and the control of governments. Yeah, even the United States government, totally controlled by the New World Order, you know? And then if you take into fact the information that's been relieved in the 1870s, I believe it was, the phony politicians created the U.S. Corporation, of course, under the guidance of the dark side. And that's what's been, in practical terms, ruling over the people of America, the U.S. Corporation, not the United States of America. That was pushed aside. And you never, most people don't know about that, but that's an important factor to understand. That helps explain why the U.S. government is so crooked. Because it's not a United States of America government, it's the United States Corporation, even though it's, President Trump tried to annul it, whatever, it's still holding onto its seats of power. And this information needs to be talked out, and we need to have another Declaration of Independence. And that's why you and everyone listening to me right now, you need to turn in next week and understand before you declared a Declaration of Independence for the fake United States of America, the U.S. Corporation of America, you need to declare a Declaration of Sovereignty for yourself so that you're a sovereign being who's declaring sovereignty for the United States of America. Yeah, the Constitution is a great document, so is the Bill of Rights, but they're not being obeyed by the U.S. Corporation. And look, Google it tomorrow. Yeah, you need to educate yourself what has been going on behind our backs. But anyhow, and definitely go to 2012portal.blogspot.com and find out what's been going on behind our backs and find out that the good guys are here to save us, but they're asking us to participate in our own liberation. That's not asking too much. And part of the participation is for us to, one, declare our sovereignty, two, project only love. That's right. We need to be showing love vibrations, because love vibrations are the highest vibrating, most powerful vibrating frequencies in the universe. And the more of us that project love every day from our hearts and just project it out to everybody, smiling at people, saying hello, opening doors for people, being courteous whenever we can, the more of this we do, we'll be counteracting the negative vibrations of the dark forces, and they've pulled out all the stops. Man, they are battering us with the chemtrails, the 5G, the fake food, and the more fake food that's coming down the pike, and the poisoning of the water, and just the negative vibrations they put out there in every way, plus the continuation of the wars. There isn't any reason to have a war right now. You know, it's not that difficult to explain. And really, it can be put into action much faster than anybody believes. If you're obedient to the governments, and they're all crooked now, they're all pawns, they're pu- puppets for the New World Order. Who's the New World Order? It's the bankers, the money string pullers, the people that have control of the dark militaries, the black ops groups, your three-letter agencies. Yeah, think about it. All the three-letter agencies, they're just NFG, another three-letter abbreviation. CDC, FBI, CIA, KGB, you name it. They're all NFG. WHO, yeah, who? Who? The World Health Organization. They're the devil in doctors' smocks. I mean, I can go on, and every three agency letter agency you can think of practically is evil, you know. And we got to stop listening to them, you know. We got to start thinking for ourselves. We have to take we the people have to take command. The forefathers did it back in 1776. They declared the Declaration of Independence from the evil England at the time, the evil British Empire at the time. And for a short while, America people were free. You know, we declared ourselves to be free. We fought the physical battle to make ourselves free. And we were free for a short part of time. But if you know your history, it wasn't long before the New World under their new organization, the Illuminati, and control of the Masons and control of the Jesuits, began to their assault on the United States of America. And they created their own little dictatorship, Washington, D.C., to control us. You know, that wasn't the first capital. Hey, this is connected to us in an educational show. First capital was Philadelphia, and as soon as the elected officials, way back in the 1700s, started getting ridiculous, the people of Philadelphia rose up and chased them out of town. If only we could do that nowadays. But we've allowed the government to get too powerful, and we can't physically do it like we did back then. But there's plenty of other ways to do it. The time is right for setting up an alternative government to take us back to following the Constitution. It can be done so easily. You know what the problem is? The problem is that epidemic of unresponsiveness that we've allowed to take over society. That's right. In general, I'd say over 90% of the people in this world are unresponsive, or chicken, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to get involved. They don't understand. All the protests in the world is not going to change these evil governments. They're all hooked in with the bribe money. They don't want to give up their bribe money to serve the people that they are. Their job is telling them they should be doing. They're not fulfilling their obligations. They're not following the Constitution and what the Constitution had outlined they're supposed to do. And over the last 100 years or more, they've made crooked laws that empowers them more to get away with murder. Look at all the people that got killed with the toxic bioweapons that they called vaccines. That's what they are. They're not vaccines. They're toxic bioweapons specifically designed to kill people, to destroy their immune systems and let them die before their time. And so many people, how many more people have to die before the chicken shit people have the guts to get up and understand the governments of the world have to be ignored or removed or anything? But all of you who keep following these crooked, evil governments are traitors. That's it. You are the traitors. That's why alternative systems of legal ways of a society had to be created, an alternative government, whatever you want to call it, an internal alternative legal system. They have to be set up now. And they're so easy to set up. You don't have to ask permission to do it. You just go do it. The people who wrote up the Declaration of Independence, did they ask permission to do that? No, they didn't. They took it upon themselves to declare what was rightfully theirs. And like the old saying goes, history repeats itself. Well, we need to repeat that part of history now, because that's the only way out of this situation. All the protests in the world are not going to change the minds of the bribe-taking politicians. They're up to their necks in bribes. And even if they wanted to do the right thing, they're too chicken shit themselves to do the right thing. And I think you know what those words mean. So it's time everybody wakes up. Yeah, we want to be good, loving people. We don't want to harm anybody. We want everybody to have fairness and justice. But at the same time, remember the story of Jesus when he walked in the temple, into the temple, and saw the crooked Pharisees with their tables charging money for people to come in and pray. He went over to the tables and overturned them to make his point. How dare you pull this shit on the general population that want to do the right thing? And so we have, he was sent a message there. Come on, Jesus, the only man who walked the face of the earth, never did anything wrong. And knocking over the tables in the crooked temple was not wrong. It was time for action to make a point, and he needed to do that. And subsequently, even though we have love in our hearts and we want to be loving and kind to everybody, we have to take some physical actions to just regain our freedom here. Don't be waiting for the ETs to come. Yeah, they're coming, but you know how many millions of bad things can happen to us while we're waiting? Come on. We've been shown in the past a Declaration of Independence is a just thing to do, and you don't have to ask permission to do it, and we all need to do it now. The federal government in the United States is a crooked, evil, New World Order-controlled organization that does not function as what it was designed to do. They're all traitors, especially the president and the vice president, and the whole White House. They're all friggin' traitors. And all the Congress is traitors. If there's one or two people in the Congress not traitors, God bless them. But at the same time, one or two people in a crooked Congress of 530 or more crooks is not going to make a difference. So our government couldn't help us if they wanted to, and they don't want to help us. They want more bribe money. That's why they're all willing to play along with making up stories. Why you should more stupid people should volunteer to have more poison put in their bodies. In other words, if we haven't killed you with all the boosters, the vaccines, the bioweapons and boosters are ready, take some more, because we want to make sure all of you are dead. And the only thing those boosters and vaccines, bioweapons, let's call them what they really are, bioweapons, not vaccines. Vaccines are simply bioweapons from the big pharmaceutical company who's ruled by the New World Order, whose plan is to depopulate this planet Earth of human beings. They've been, they've been broadcasting their evil plan for decades. So why hasn't anybody been taking it seriously? They're in the process of doing it now. And because they've seen how stupid you people are out there. Don't be stupid. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your wife. Stand up for your loved ones. Don't listen to what this evil government is telling you. Don't listen to what the mainstream media, TV shows, the news broadcasts are telling you. You know? We all need to project more love, and the dark side is making it really difficult for us, but we have to resist. No matter how difficult they make it for us, we have to use our conscience and use our mental powers and use our powerful hearts to project love. The more love we can project, it'll nullify all the bad things of the dark side. You know, we need to create an atmosphere of love. And that is the key. You know, we have people on our world now called star seeds. There are people who are, the word is incarnated. They have incarnated, been born into human bodies, even though they are from other star systems. They volunteered to come here to help raise the vibration. And the best place to find out about them is to go on Twitter. You know, we all know Twitter is, it's controlled by evil, basically. But if you go on the if you become a member of Twitter and hook up with the right people, star seeds are the ones giving out the truth. You will gain a lot of important information, and you will learn about the mass meditations that if you're listening to my voice, you need to participate in these mass meditations going on, because every time we get a large group of people to participate in a mass meditation, global meditation at the same time, it's a collective energy. It's a collective energy of good vibrations. It's a collective energy where we can project our love and strengthen it. And that helps negate the dark forces. You know, all those groups of evil people on this world we hate, they are the dark forces. They are controlled by demonic beings. They are controlled by evil ETs. They are controlled by anti-God creatures. And so we don't want to listen to any puppets that are controlled by the dark side, the dark forces, the demonic beings, the reptilians, the Dracos. The Greys, they're puppets of puppets. They're the ones abducting people, Hey, in the meantime, until the event happens and the good guys finally land on our planet and round up all the bad guys, when you're out there in nature at night, you need to be out with other people, and you all need to keep your eyes on each other because, hey, listen, they are evil devices. They can swoop down and swoop you up. And if your friends just happen to turn their back on you while you're out there at night, especially at night, they can do this in the daytime too, but it's too hard to get away with it. But at night, forget it. They can put their device out there and swoop you up off the earth faster than you can say, help. And if your friends turned around and looked at that moment, only takes a couple of seconds, they'll turn around, you're not there, and then they'll go looking for you, but it's too late. You've been sucked up into the spacecraft already. And this reality, I've seen the device at night in the wilderness. I saw it coming after me, seriously. And I made sure I was in the sight of other people and basically ran from it. And then once it's, apparently, if they see that you notice it, then they don't go for you. But if I hadn't been paying attention, it would have snuck up behind me. This device comes out of the sky. It's invisible. You only can see its outline if your eyesight is keen enough to see the outline, kind of like a little electric buzz of fireflies or something like that is the outline of it. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell you, people every week, get that book, get an education of what, I've shared with the world. There's a drawing of what the device looks like in the book. It explains, a lot about it. I don't know everything about it, but I saw it. I became wary of it, and I kept my distance, and I didn't get sucked up because I was on the menu for abduction that particular night out in the wilderness. But for those of you that are not aware, you're an easy target. You know, if you're not walking around with your eyes open, even late at night, and start noticing little things that shouldn't be there, like little sparkle points in the air, well, you're an easy target. You know, a lot of people go missing every day. There's thousands of people going missing. A lot of these probably get sucked up by these devices. They're invisible. I'm telling you, but you can see the outline then if you're out in an area where there's no artificial light. And you're paying attention to what's going on. But you don't even know about it, but you could know about it. I mean, what's $5 or $7 nowadays to get it on a notepad? You know, connect the dots theory. It's out there. Get it to educate yourself. You can find out about the nonviolent creatures that swim through the night air also that leave a glow behind them. Picked up on film, not digital technology, but on film. 35-millimeter photographs, yeah. So everything in the book is real. There's no make-believe. Why would I waste my time trying to trick anybody? That's the that's what the dark side does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing like water. Good tasting spring water. Or you can get altered water, not the stuff you buy in the supermarket, but in fact, I'll give a free plug right now. If you want the purest water in the world, you have to buy the machine that can make it for you. Yeah, somewhere in the world, up in the jungle, up in the mountains, there's natural pure water, the purest you can find, Himalayas or something like that. But most of us don't have the opportunity to go there. And but we do have the opportunity to buy the machine that can change any water into what's called energized water. It's called the John Ellis, E-L-L-I-S machine. That's it. Manufactured in New York State, United States of America. Well, you look it up. John Ellis water machine. It's not cheap, but it has the ability to change the bond angle of the hydrogen atom. That's right. They said it couldn't be done, but this genius of a scientist figured out how to do it. It's his machines are used throughout the world by laboratories because it provides them with totally pure water to do their experiments on. But there's something more important than using it for experiments. It's using it to improve the health of your body. You know, the wider the bond angle on water, the bond angle, we're talking about the two hydrogen atoms that hook to the oxygen. Remember that formula for water, H2O? Well, all water is different, really. And when you can get yourself a device to expand the angle between the hydrogen molecules, it makes the water more soluble. So it gets into your cells easier. And you need water to take nutrients in and toxins out of each one of your cells in your body. Plus, it's energized water, too. That's right. You can feel it. You used to be able to buy it, have it shipped to your house in glass bottles. That's right. And this kind of water you'd never want to put in plastic. So that's the story with water. Buy yourself the machine. It can even transform tap water into pure water. And tap water has hundreds of toxins in it. and it's been proven to do that. And you only need a little bit as catalyst. And it gets the water going. That's right. You catalyze a small amount of water where the bond angle is changed and becomes contagious. And then all of it, before you know it, the whole puddle of water, the whole bottle of water, the whole tank of water, the whole well of water changes its bond angle to something that's more wetter. Wetter water is better. Wetter is better. And that's the deal with water. You won't hear this information anywhere else in the world except maybe on the John Ellis website. So, you know, you are 70% water. Your brain, I think, is like 98% water. So these are important bits of information. All right, meanwhile, hey, this is a call-in radio show. You have important info, like the kind I'm talking about. Why call in if you're somebody important? You know, I follow people on Twitter, because I'm on Twitter. My hashtag is Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. You know, if you followed me on there, or even interacted with me, you would find out I say a lot of important things. Mostly I try to help people out with the things that they're bringing to light. And there's a lot of good people on there that bring out a lot of important information. And you certainly will become a more educated person by following the right people on Twitter. I don't get involved in personal arguments or stuff like that. Some people go on that, but they want the confrontation, not me. A lot of people on there, I don't agree with everyone, but I kind of like just let other people say what they want, you know? Mm-hmm. And whenever possible, I try to be supportive of people that have good things to say, and there's a lot of good people out there. There's the star seeds. That's where you're going to find the star seeds on Twitter. Sure, Twitter has got its problems. And just for the record, our boy Elon, you know who I'm talking about, the big shot who bought it, didn't fix anything. He didn't fix anything, period. And that's it. Pass the word. Elon didn't fix anything. All the bad things on Twitter are still there. Annoying crap. The machines are programmed to annoy you, harass you, trick you. And that's all still there. But you can find your way around that crap. You know, it wastes your time sometimes. It makes it a little difficult. If you're not careful, the machines will trick you, but you're going to find a boatload of good information on Twitter, believe it or not. And plus, you can just do some casual tweeting, like, happy birthday to you. And you can, what's called retweet, a lot of good statements about love on Twitter. So you can learn about love, what you might not know already. And you can get hit to the message that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And while we're talking, while I'm talking about love, let it be known, it's only been up for a short number of days, my latest music video, documentary about the Beatles is up there. It's called Beatlemania in America. You can just Google it in the Google bar, Beatlemania in America, and you'll find it. It might not be the first one that pops up. I found it popping up anywhere between the 6th and the 16th, going down the list. that they post up there because Beatlemania is a popular topic. But mine's the most recent one, or if you want to get to it directly, just key in the information bar there, the search bar, Beatlemania in America by Tom Edison, YouTube. You put all those words in and it'll pop right up. And let me tell you, it's all about love. That's it. You know, Beatlemania was fueled by love. And it's just a 10-minute documentary I put together, but it makes its point, and I believe it makes it well. And it shows the hysteria, how it affected the girls to scream and pour their hearts out. And when you look at the faces on the young girls, how they were ecstatic with heartfelt love, the signs that posted up, "We love you, never leave us." And all the, you know, good karma coming out, the good vibrations coming out, not karma, but the good vibrations being projected by the people seeing them in person as they rode down the street or seeing them at a concert or something like that. There's plenty of footage of that in 10 minutes. Plus, it tells the basic story of how it all started in America. The song that started was "I Want to Hold Your Hand." But it explains that, and it explains how the Ed Sullivan Show made them world famous, which set a record. 73 million people watched them on their first Ed Sullivan Show, and they did three of them. And it goes on to tell about they did the first big outdoor nighttime rock and roll concert at Shea Stadium in New York City, and that was their high point. And if you listen to the narration in this 10-minute documentary, it'll explain to you why that was such a monumental event. And you'll see John Lennon himself putting his hands up to the sky like, "Oh, my God, this is so great," you know? And it was an experience. And then you'll hear the hysteria, the sound of the crowd at the end, you know? I couldn't leave the sound in while I was doing the narration because it was just overpowering. And you'll hear about the air sizzling with electricity. And then this is an educational documentary I put together in 10 minutes. I had a better one a couple months ago, but YouTube wouldn't put it up because I was actually playing Beatles songs. So I had to do this documentary without playing Beatles songs because, you know, they claimed it was a violation of copyright laws. Yeah, technically I was doing that, but I wasn't doing it for money. And I was actually helping promote the greatness of the social event of Beatlemania in America, but they didn't want to hear nothing about that. And they said, "No, you can't do that. Those songs are copyrighted, and even though you're putting video behind them, you can't play Beatles songs on our YouTube." So much for that. So I redid it. It was a fantastic one I had. Because, you know, you do something about the Beatles, you want to have Beatle music behind it. So I figured a way of how to do this. It went from a half hour down to 10 minutes, which is probably better to make it shorter. To do a Beatle documentary without using Beatle songs in the background. I found similar guitar music that would be reminiscent of the Beatles in 64 or 65. So I made it work. Plus the images I use, they get the message. It's the power of love. And I even stated in the video, it was the power of love that made all this happen. You know, it was a mutual love. The Beatles were projecting love with their music and their songs to the audience, and the audiences were receiving the love, heartfelt love being projected from the stage, and they felt it and projected it back. It was a mutual feeling of love. the highest vibration in the universe, and that's what created the mania. It was the exchange of love between the performers and the audience and the performers. Plus, I got a rarely seen interview included in the in this 10-minute documentary. You know, everybody shows the interview when they got off the plane at the airport in New York all the time, which is an entertaining view. I have a little bit of that in there too, but this other interview never gets shown, really, but it's quite entertaining. And so if you want to learn about love and how the most, probably the most love heightened moment of the 20th century was when the Beatles were here in America. You know, the high point, and in the documentary, I claim the high point was at Shea Stadium. And when you see that picture of John Lennon holding his arms up, hands up to the sky, and gesturing like, oh my God, this is great, you'll understand that that was the high point of Beatlemania. And yeah, you just look at the faces of the girls crying and screaming, not out of pain, but out of love throughout the video. You know, the video is all about love, that vibrational love that made Beatlemania happen. And it happened stronger in America than it did anywhere in the world. And I believe my 10-minute documentary proves that. So I just thought I'd mention that. In fact, that's why I put it out there. I don't make any money off this. I put it out there as a gift to humanity to remind us all about the power of love and how it can generate good hysteria and good feelings amongst the general population. When you're out there projecting love, you will get a response, and that's what Beatlemania was. The Beatles were out there projecting love, you know, doing their best to entertain their audience, and the audience responded. Their love was even in their music, even in the recordings. Beatlemania, the hysteria was here even before anybody personally saw them. It was in the music. It was songs like I Want to Hold Your Hand. The love behind, hidden in that song, and songs like She Loves You. You know? So anyhow, I just wanted to say that. There's an opportunity to view the most love-kindling experience for humanity back in the last century. We need to do it again now, but we need to do it to save ourselves, because just like the love power of Beatlemania grabbed hold of a whole generation of youth all around the world, we need love to unite all of us in the present day, 2023, to help get so we can be powerful against the dark side that wants to kill us and is still out there trying to do it every day. You know? There ought to be a law against news companies projecting lies, trying to trick people to put poison in their body. There ought to be a law against politicians avoiding doing their job. But anyhow, it's the power of love that we need to unite ourselves behind. It'd be nice if there was another group, musical group, to project that love like the Beatles did. But seriously, you got to watch my documentary. If you're listening to me, you got to take the 10 minutes and watch my documentary, Beatlemania in America, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The Beatles did things that nobody else had ever done before. you know, before nobody, you know. Performers had girls screaming for them to some extent before Elvis, Frank Sinatra, probably a few others, but nobody created the loving hysteria like the Beatles did. And they broke all the records, too. I mean, not physically broke them, but, I mean, and it's in my documentary, you know? On one particular week in 1964, they had, the Beatles, had the top five spots on the charts for record sales. Top five. Nobody has ever done that, and nobody ever will. Plus, they had the top five records on four different record labels. That's impossible to do today, but they did it back then. And that particular record will never be even equal, let alone tops. They had that many songs out there. And on four different record labels, too. You know? And I make point of mentioning that. They did things like that that will never be equaled or topped ever. And the only explanation can be given, they were four loving guys that went out there and projected love. And they wrote songs that had love within them and projected love and gave us good vibrations. And as I say in my documentary, Beatles, Beatlemania in America, you know, the Beatles made people happy like they had never been made happy before. They were the saviors of the youth culture of that day. And those are records that, those accomplishments will never be surpassed. But we should strive to making something similar. We, the people, we need to be loving of each other. You know, there's been songs written, come on, everybody, love one another. Yeah, plenty of songs have been written about it. All You Need Is Love, another Beatles masterpiece. But we have to put that into action. And we have to, like Jesus going in the temple and overturning the tables, we have to do the physical actions necessary to stop these madmen who are controlling all the governments who want to kill us. And they're getting away with murder. And the governments of the world are allowing them. And we are allowing our governments to do nothing. We know who the criminals are. We know who the liars are. We know who the deceivers are. We know who the New World Order people are. We need to address this issue. And you, the listener, need to do your part. We need to come together in groups and unite and declare a new declaration of independence and stop listening to evil governments. Anybody who's in any police department, stop listening to an evil government that tells you to go out there and brutalize the protesters. Stop listening to that crap. If you're police officer and have a conscience, you can't follow the orders of demons. And that's who's running every government in the world. These people, if they don't look like demons, they're controlled by demons. And demons are invisible consciousnesses that control the minds of people. And then there's the physical demons that have all the money and they control people by buying them out, you know? The bankers, the central bankers, they're evil, yeah, because they're controlling the money for the dark side with their money, you know, with all these fiat currencies floating around, they can print up as much money as they need to bribe anybody. You know, the politician doesn't want to accept $1 million. Well, maybe he'll sell that for $10 million. He doesn't want to sell that for $10 million because he's got $10 million ready. Well, maybe $100 million will make him change his tune. When the money starts getting that high, it doesn't cost the bankers anything to print this stuff up. Pennies it cost them. And of course, nowadays with the technology, they can just put it in your bank account, and they don't even have to print up the money anymore. And it's how easy it is to bribe people with money nowadays. Real easy. Especially for the bankers to do that. And bankers are part of the New World Control Group. You know? And they're all in this together. The bankers, the crooked politicians, the pharmaceutical companies, the lying doctors who take the bribe money to misinform you. All the media corporations, they just, you know, they hire attractive-looking teleprompter readers, and their job is to read off the teleprompter. And if the teleprompter says, you eat shit, they're going to read that because that's what they're paid to do, even if it doesn't make any sense. If they want to hold on to their job, they'll read whatever on the teleprompter. And that's the kind of news we have. And so anyhow, I just wanted to make point of that. Just love is the answer. And if you want to get a good glimpse of what love can do to humanity in a good way, watch that documentary of mine. I'm really quite proud of it. Beatlemania in America. You know, I might not have had a good sound on the first narration I do, but the second one sounds very clear. But if you listen closely, you'll hear what I'm saying when I talk about the air sizzling. And I talk about that it was the power of love that made this event happen the way it was happening. The power of love. Yeah, it can cause the air to sizzle. And it did it at that first Shea Stadium concert. I hear it did it at the second one, too. But so much for that. Hey, this was a call-in radio show. I guess you still could call in, but what are you going to do, talk for 2 minutes? I mean, I give people as much time as they want if they're talking in a sensible conversation. And, anyhow, you're listening to me now, and you want to tell your friends to tune in next week because it's something, a very important thing next week. I'm going to recite 3 declarations of sovereignty. And you might want to pay attention and learn about it because chances are you haven't declared your sovereignty. And the, but you ought to, because part of the things that we've forgotten that a lot of us just, I mean, we're told, I don't know for sure if it's everybody, but the information is out there that everybody who incarnated into this world, planet Earth, and we do it voluntarily, doesn't just haphazardly happen. I had to sign contracts with the dark side, you know, to be allowed to go in. That's how powerful the dark side is on this planet, but they're losing their power now, and they won't be able to do that anymore. But still, those of us who have been here for a while, we had to sign contracts, and we want to avoid those contracts. That's why it's just like a Declaration of Independence. It's a Declaration of Sovereignty. And we have the right to do that because God has declared that all humans shall be free. Yeah, that's an unwritten law, but it's known out there. Meanwhile, most people on Earth have been tricked into giving away their sovereignty. You're intimidated by violence. You're intimidated by all kinds of wrongful things. And, of course, trip every day of your life to obey ridiculous laws and serve the evil masters of planet Earth that still control our world to a great extent. So we need to become part of the final battle here. And we can do that by participating in the mass meditations that are taking place. You're not going to know about them unless you go on Twitter, really. You might find about some of them on 2012portal.blogspot.com. If you're on Twitter, Sisterhood of Rose is a good place to go, or We Love Mass Meditation. And Truth, called the Truth Seeker, Starseed underscore 777. And most of the other star seeds, too. That's where you're going to find out about participating in a mass meditation. And guess what? We need you. Yeah. Us good people, we need to stick together and we need to participate in these events. Because in a mass meditation, a global meditation, this has nothing to do with church, Catholic Church, Pope, or anything like that, you know? It has to do with humanity coming together in the name of love. And it's done globally. There's ones going on every week now. The most important ones have been done already, but we want more divine intervention, and this goes on. This has been going on. In some places on a daily basis, but you won't find out what's happening unless you start going on Twitter and following the star seeds. You'll learn to navigate on Twitter. It doesn't cost anything, and just keep keying in the words star seeds, and they'll pop up. The machines will help you find the star seeds, believe it or not. The machines are helpful on Twitter to some extent. And stop listening to government. They're hopeless. They're the enemy. They've all sold out. You know? Don't listen to decrees and understand you have a God-given right not to listen to demonic-controlled people tell you what to do. Anything that the federal government in America is telling you is, forget about it. These are demonic-controlled people, the federal government. And many of the state governments are, too. You know, the higher you go up the ladder, the more crooked they are. And it's the same true for all the other countries in the world, too. I really feel sorry for those people in Australia and New Zealand. Their countries are run by demons, really. Literal demons. Yeah, they're not taking the steps needed to remove the demons in their government. And they're being too good about it, you know? You know how much suffering has been caused by the evil governments in the last couple of years? You know? Because They're all in on the scam-demic. There was no pandemic. It was a scam-demic. It's been proven. Yet here they are trying to do the same thing again. Don't listen to the lies. Every news broadcast is filled with lies on mainstream media, the main stations, because they're all owned by the corporations and by the New World Order. And so they're using the news media to trick you people into doing more stupid things. They're all liars, you know. There are no real broadcasters out there on the television networks anymore. They're all paid teleprompter readers, basically. And they want to hold on to their six-figure salary. They just read that teleprompter no matter what it says. You know, and that's the sad state of affairs. It's not a joke, it's a sad state, the Ukrainian war. for Ukrainian people are being victimized by all the forces. You know, they've been kicked out of their homes. Their own government is the real, you know, if that devil, Zelensky, he's a devil, he's a New World Order puppet. If he would resign from government along with the rest of his crooked friends, the war would come to an end. I mean, that's the quick end. It's not fighting. Everyone's getting tricked and participating in this battle. The more weapons and armaments you put there, the more people that are going to get killed, the more people displaced, and the more negative vibrations are put into this world. It's all a plan to keep people fighting amongst each other instead of loving each other. If the Ukrainian government wasn't so crooked, the Russians would have never done a military operation. But hey, you know, investigate for yourself. Find out what was going on in Ukraine. And of course, Ukraine, why does everybody want to help? Why do all the governments want to help Ukraine? Because it's the money laundering capital of the world for the Western civilizations. Yeah. And they want their money laundered and to continue to be laundered. And that's the only reason that they're willing to play along with this war. Meanwhile, in the bigger picture, it's the New World Order. They got us all fighting over nothing. You know, the real problem is the Ukrainian, crooked Ukrainian government. Get rid of them, there wouldn't have been a problem. You know? Guarantee they could still end this war. Only way to end it is really the Ukrainian government has to resign because they're the crooks. You know, they're the ones that, what's the Zelensky demon doing? He keeps asking the world, oh, we need more weapons, yeah, for more killing and stuff like that. Plus, you know, the whole thing is being blown. We're not hearing the real truth of what's going on. It's the only war I ever heard of in my life. It's all done with news reports. I haven't seen one battle. They haven't showed us the picture of one battle, really. Sure, missiles can be fired and buildings blown up, but with digital technology, we don't know if that's true or not. You know, really. You know, because it's all digital broadcast after the altar. But not one real footage or even real photograph of a real battle going on. Not one. Think about it. Anyhow, so much for that. Think about love. That's more important. Learn how to project love. Learn how to be kind if you don't know already. Smile at more people. Be friendly. And you'll get friendliness back in most cases. Do that and take the time to watch that video documentary of mine on YouTube. Beatlemania in America might inspire you to be more loving, and that would be good for all of us. Coming to the end of the show, okay, I'm going to do the countdown. Hey, listen to my cool song at the end. I got to be somebody. Have it in your heart. Go to CD Baby and buy that song, you know, or another one you like. From the album, Songs Better Than Dylan, that's song number one on the album. And I got the other song, American Party Songs. Hey, are you the partying kind? Well, you're going to hear the guitar solo at the end of that song, followed by I Gotta Be Somebody. And, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. You tune in too, listeners, so you can find out, write down the words for your Declaration of Sovereignty. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow. old. Gotta be somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive or unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Stop to look, cause I caught their eye.